Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs, don't be a loser. Beat Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Tyler from Maple Valley is. Tyler, are you there?
Not here.
All right, Tyler is here. Steve, you need to go there, which is out.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Tyler has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you'll only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Let's do it.
Trey Cool, Mike Dirnt, and Billy Joe Armstrong make up what band?
Green Day.
Correct. Who teaches the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Splinter.
Yes. Cherry, plum, and grape are all varieties of what fruit? Yes. Before his presidency, George W. Bush was the governor of what state?
Texas.
Yes. Who played Edward Scissorhands?
Johnny Depp.
Correct. What is the only muscle in the human body that's only attached on one end?
Tongue?
Yes. The White Sea borders which large country?
Russia.
Yes. What TV show featured Fox Mulder and Dana Scully?
X-Files.
Yes. What style of music did Benny Goodman play?
Jazz?
No.
Reggae?
No.
Rock?
No. In what decade did the U.S. Post Office Department release its first Christmas stamp?
The 20s, 30s, 40s.
No, no, no. But Tyler, you scored 8, my friend. I hope you're proud of that, because I'm proud of you.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. I'm feeling pretty happy over here, Steve.
Oh, are you?
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling
Are you
great.
Ready?
I absolutely am.
All right.
Trey Cool, Mike Dirnt, and Billy Joe Armstrong comprise what band?
Oh, that would be U2.
Yeah, of course.
Green Day.
Yes. Who teaches the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles?
Sphincter.
No. I mean,
that was the joke for me and my friend growing up. Splinter.
Yes. Cherry, plum, and grape are all varieties of what fruit?
They are tomatoes.
They are. Before his presidency, George W. Bush was the governor of what state?
Texas.
Correct. Who played Edward Scissorhands?
Johnny Depp.
Yes. What is the only muscle in the human body that's only attached on one end?
The tongue.
Yes. The White Sea borders which large country?
China?
No.
Russia?
Yes. What TV show featured Fox Mulder and Dana Scully?
X-Files.
That's right. What style of music did Benny Goodman play?
He was the king of swing.
He was.
The
In
swing.
What decade did the U.S. Post Office Department release its first Christmas stamp?
40s?
No.
50s?
No.
30s?
No.
Damn it.
Steve, you almost had a perfect 10.
Was that 60s?
It was.
Ah!
You got 9, and that's a win.
Let's
9
go.
To 8. Next time, Tyler, that was too close.
Kill me, Steve.
Sorry, brother.
I mean, to be that close to perfect, that was pretty good.
Thank you.
Are you proud of yourself?
Yeah, I'm a little mad I went in the wrong direction on the decades. I was like,
Well, good job, Steve. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
Hey, if people want to check out the Rock Shop, we always have wonderful offerings in there, one of which currently is the I Beat Migs shirt. You can go snag one at KISW.com.
The Daily Migs Show.
It is simple question time, 206-803-ROCK. We need for you to call, though, so we can ask this simple question, and we promise it's nothing weird. So call in now, 206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Green Day. Representative from Utah, Blake Moore, was pulling an all-nighter with the House Ways and Means Committee.
Okay.
And he fell asleep right when it was his turn to vote.
This sounds like something that I would do.
This is the part of the session when he missed his name, not once, but twice.
Miss Tinney. Miss Tinney, no. Mrs. Fishbach. Mrs. Fishbach, no. Mr. Moore. Mr. Moore.
Oh.
Mr. Moore, no.
Say, no, let me sleep.
Timestamp on this, it was 4:57 in the morning.
Damn.
So this was a big package called the Big Beautiful Bill, and it leads us to want to ask a very simple question of our rockaholics. And we will start with Jules.
More.
Jules from Bellevue. Jules, what odd place have you fallen asleep?
It was not serendipitous. It was planned, but I fell asleep at the Woodland Park Zoo, and I thought that was funny and weird.
What do you mean it was planned? Like you just found a spot to just lay down or?
They do like overnight summer camp things. And so I was a teenager and my friends and I went and we fell asleep at the zoo.
That's awesome.
That sounds like a premise of like a really crazy movie where the animals get to the kids or something like that.
Oh, totally. The only animals I can report, they're not animals, but the only things crawling on us throughout the night were ants. So.
Oh, could you hear any animals while you were there?
No, we were in the auditorium, but my friends and I were naughty, and we, like, snuck out, and we got in trouble because we were running around the zoo at night, and you were explicitly told you weren't supposed to do that, but obviously you're going to do that when you're a teenager at the zoo overnight.
Were you trying to smoke pot with the apes?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Garen from Seattle, simple question. What odd place have you fallen asleep?
Last place was in my Jeep.
In your Jeep. I'd imagine, I hope you weren't driving when this happened.
No. I just got off work.
And you're just too tired? You're like, screw it, I'm just going to lay down and take a nap?
Yep. Yeah, I do that a lot.
Dude, honestly, there are people here, sometimes I'll park early in the morning, and there are people already in their car, and it's running, and like you could tell like they're leaned back. I don't know if they're sleeping or they're just kind of like closing their eyes, but I think it's because they want to avoid dealing with traffic, so they drive in early and then just get a power nap in before work.
I would rather do that than sit in traffic.
100%.
206-803-ROCK, our simple question to Carolyn in Seattle. What odd place have you fallen asleep?
At a Defy wrestling match.
No way. That's happening tomorrow. You want to get another nap in?
So that's my side job. I run the box office for them. And I had already worked like 50 hours at my regular job that week and then pulled a double to work at Defy. And despite the amazing crowd that they have that was cheering and screaming and stomping and clapping, I managed to fall asleep.
I've been there, not for a Defy. I've never fallen asleep. They'd probably get mad at me because I usually do like the ring announcing. I'll be wrestling tomorrow at Defy.
Yeah.
And it's a giant tribute to our friend Kevin Deers, because Kevin also was a day one dude for Defy as well. He would do a lot of stuff behind the scenes, and also he would ring announce as well. So tomorrow's show is a big tribute to him, and there's going to be a certain match to pay honor to him that I'm going to be a part of, and then I'm also going to address the crowd before the show starts and just say hi to everybody. And
what time does it all start?
Starts at 8. I think I'll be chatting before the show starts, so maybe like a little bit before, like 10 minutes before 8-ish, but it's going to be a very powerful night, I feel, and a heavy night because Kevin was so loved by the Defy fans and by the Defy wrestlers as well, so tomorrow's going
to
be special.
And where can people go to get more information, Steve?
DefyWrestling.com. That's crazy, though, because Defy,
it is deafening how loud it gets with the fan. So the fact that she fell asleep, but I've done that at movies. Like, I remember one time I fell asleep during Superman, and it was so loud in there, but I just passed out.
Oh, yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know you're a big music fan, but do you think you could name a song if you've only heard 1 second of its hook? If you prove that to us, we're going to hook you up with tickets to the Chris Cornell Tribute Show happening this Saturday at Nectar Lounge, 206-803-ROCK. We will play Hook or Shook at 920.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's time for Hook or Shook, the game with absolutely no integrity. We'll play 1 second of a hook from a song, then you have to guess what it is. We'll bend the rules, pull out all the stops, and do anything to help you win. But you might just get shook, as one of us will play two and possibly cost you the game.
This week, we've got tickets for the Chris Cornell Tribute Show, and that is happening this Saturday night at Nectar Lounge. Say hello to Matt from Tacoma, who is playing for the tickets today. What's up, Matt?
Good morning, guys.
Let's spin this wheel and see if you're going to be playing with me or Mr. Miggs.
Right, there goes the wheel. Who's it going to land on? It's currently on T-Dog, but I don't think it's going to stay on T-Dog. Matt, it's Matt and Miggs. Winning some tickets.
Right on.
All right, Matt, here is your clip.
The world is a vampire.
So that's Bullet with Butterfly Wings, Smashing Pumpkins.
Nailed it.
The world is a vampire. Santa Jane.
It was just like, what, a couple weeks ago, we were talking about like the songs that have the best start to a song, and I feel like this one is definitely right up there.
If, from the world rock, this one has to be on the list of tops.
Once you hear it, you know, like, okay, we're about to be rats in cages.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
All right, Matt just put a clinic on.
Yeah, he did.
It's your turn now, Miggs. Here is your clip.
I know it's Slipknot.
Maybe Matt
knows. Start with the letter H?
No. Ooh, I was thinking it started with a different letter. Matt, do you know what letter it starts with?
Yeah, I think it starts with a D.
That's what I thought.
D for like D's nuts. D. I might need a little bit more of a hint.
Matt, can you give a hint?
No, yeah, I think so. Not singular, but
Duality. Thank you. I love this song. It's like Tool. I don't know the names to the songs.
Not only did you do your own part, you did Miggs' part too, so very well done.
You earned these tickets.
Right on.
Have so much fun at the Chris Cornell Tribute Show. We have received some great texts and calls this morning that we have not had a chance to chat about yet. But right now we are checking in with the Rockaholics. So go ahead and call up if there's something you'd like to chime in on from the show today, or if you have anything on your mind that you'd like to discuss with us. It's brought to you by Window Nation, 206-803-ROCK. This morning we were having a conversation about weird places that we have fallen asleep.
Right.
And we have someone that fell asleep down under.
Oh.
We'll get to them in just a moment. But first, Grace from Covington, where did you fall asleep?
Hey, I fell asleep at an Aerosmith concert.
You did?
Yeah. My parents took me and my sister. It was a really big deal to get tickets for all of us.
How pissed were they at you?
Oh, they were pissed. I was in the eighth grade, and it was a school night. And, you know, I'm a fan, but I was tired, too.
How much of the concert did you sleep through?
I feel like half.
Did you at least get to see your favorite Aerosmith song, or did you sleep through that?
Oh, I got to see my favorite Aerosmith song, yeah.
Which is?
Which is, now that I'm on the spot, I can't think of it.
So you're not really an Aerosmith fan, just admit
it. You know,
it
was the one with Alicia Silverstone in the music video.
Is that Crazy? Oh, Crying.
Was it Crying?
Crying, yeah.
Yeah.
The belly button and then bungee jumps off the bridge.
Oh.
Teen Steve was very familiar with that music video.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK D from Everett. Where did you fall asleep?
Hi. So I was at the Sydney Opera House and very, very drunk, full of wine. I was maybe 20 years old. And had never drank like that. And the dinner we had before, they just kept filling up the wine. And I fell asleep through the entire thing. I don't even know what it was. I think it was ghost.
Did you pay good money to go to this?
Well, we were exchange students, and it was just something that was part of our program. So I didn't pay for it, but it was a very beautiful opera house, and I'm sure lots of people would love the chance to not fall asleep to it. Right. But I don't really remember anything. I just remember being drunk, and that was it.
How long were you out for? Do you know that information?
I don't know. I think I was maybe in and out. But if the entirety was 2 hours, I probably was out for an hour and a half of it.
Nice.
See, that's what I would want to do if I had to go to an opera house. I'd want an hour 45 of sleep. Get
Catch
a good
up.
Nap in. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Pete from Tumwater, you want to talk farm animals with me?
Yes, I do. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm good because I'm excited to know what farm animals do you want to discuss?
Well, you had mentioned a while back, and I've been trying to get a hold of you on and off, about getting some donkeys. And we were going to get donkeys. I was all ready to name them Eddie and Murphy. Well, I mean, what else you name a pair of donkeys? Come on, man.
Of course.
And so we did a little research, and it turns out because they evolved in such a dry, arid, rocky, sandy environment, when they're in Washington or someplace like here that's really lush and green,
they do what?
They get diabetes because there's so much forage for them to eat. And they'll eat anything and everything, and they're donkeys. You can't tell them to stop.
Can you
That's
get
the term jackass?
Could you get sugar free forage?
Yeah, I'll get a sugar free lawn.
Yeah, made from Splenda.
I'll have a Splenda tree that they can eat from.
That'd be awesome.
And that's pretty much. You know, we just figured, okay, maybe that dream has gone down the tubes because we don't need special needs livestock.
Yeah, that sounds like it might be a lot of extra work to put into it. I mean, I definitely, if I was going to go down the donkey route, I would want mini donkeys.
The mini donkeys are adorable.
One that I could, like, snuggle with on the ground.
And Barrett could ride it then.
Exactly.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. And the bandana guy in Tacoma wants to talk about what's happening at the Defy show tomorrow night.
Beautiful morning to all my crew. I just want to send all my love to you guys because I know right now we are dealing with something that is very heavy on all of our hearts, but I'm going into tomorrow with uplifted spirits, knowing that I'm going to get to see my Defy family and that we're going to put out for Kevin Deers. We're going to get loud, and we're going to host what is called the BMF Battle Royal. I will not say what that means on air, but Kevin Deers, of all people, would appreciate that and appreciate the people that we got to be involved in it.
Yeah,
I know the fans have gotten together to do something special as well.
Yeah, Anthony, you're a great dude. And I know that he, Anthony's part of the Defy crew and always has some great times with Kevin. And I know a lot of us are going to be heavy hearts tomorrow. But I know, Taryn Daly, you're going to be coming out to show support for Kevin Deers.
I just found out I got a babysitter, yep. So we're set.
Danny's going to be there as well. A few other, Ryan the Beard from Metal Shop. He's coming out. First time he's ever been to one. He's always wanted to go. But and it's just tomorrow's all about showing love for Kevin Deers. With, we know Kevin loved music, mm-hmm. but he also loved wrestling probably just as much, maybe even more. He was an obsessed wrestling fan. So tomorrow's going to be a special one. I know Kevin would appreciate the amount of love that he's getting from all the fans and from all the wrestlers as well. I'm going to be wrestling in a match and also speaking to the crowd. It's going to be a special night.
And where can people go for more info, Steve?
DefyWrestling.com. It's at Washington Hall here in Seattle, and it's 16 and up. So sometimes people are like, oh, I can't go because I have kids, or I can't go because I'm under 21. This one you can go to.
That is very exciting, and I'm looking forward to it. 206-803-ROCK. We are checking in with the Rockaholics. Again, back to the falling asleep. Colette in Snohomish, where did you fall asleep?
I have a lot of tired rockaholics.
The first one was when Barack Obama came to town and he was speaking. I fell asleep. And then the other one is when I was visiting my sister in New York. She gave me a ticket to the Dalai Lama, and I fell asleep at the Dalai Lama.
Just tell people you were meditating. No one would know.
Yeah, that's what it was.
That's what it was. 206-803-ROCK.
Nate. Two iconic people, and you fell asleep for both of them.
Well, what about Nate in Kirkland? Nate, where did you fall asleep?
I fell asleep during a Paul McCartney show in Las Vegas.
How old were you?
This was just a couple years ago, so probably about 35-ish.
Was alcohol involved?
There was lots of alcohol.
Yep.
It was a long day. Paul McCartney came out. My emotions overcame me. I wept a little bit. And then shortly thereafter, fell asleep. I think during Blackbird. And then he actually came to town a couple years later here to Seattle. And I was like, I'm not missing it this time. Bought tickets for the whole family. We were going to go Tuesday night. I look at my tickets on Monday just to make sure everything's good. The concert was Monday night.
Oh, my God. No. You got to be kidding me.
So then I got online and bought third-party tickets. So I think about $3,500. Three attempts later, I finally saw Paul McCartney.
And you stayed awake the whole time that time?
I stayed awake the whole time. I had my kids with me. And so I had to be really good.
I was going to say, for that kind of money, I'm super gluing my eyelids open, even if I was a little bit sleepy.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Seahawks schedule is out, Rockaholics. The 2025 season is just right around the corner. So what's it looking like for our Hawks? You're going to find out at 9:50. The NFL schedule was released yesterday. Everybody's buzzing about it, Steve.
Yes.
And this is Paul Silvey breaking down the Seahawks schedule on King 5.
It opens at home September 7th with an NFC West duel against the rival 49ers. Up next.
All right, that's a win right there, right?
I mean, could you open the season with anything greater than that?
That's exactly how it should open, with Perfect. A good rivalry.
The Steelers in Pittsburgh and a meeting with DK Metcalf.
Damn, okay.
It's going to be hot.
So 2-0.
Mm-hmm. Saints are in Seattle, followed by the first of two Thursday games. This one in Arizona. October begins at home with the Bucks, followed by a cross-country trip to face the Jags. The first time in 8 years to Jacksonville.
It's time for us to go travel to Jacksonville.
Sounds like it.
I feel like a lot of Seahawks fans, they travel really good, like over the last, like I'd say 10 years.
That's the 12s for you.
So you think you'd head on over to Jacksonville, though?
Is that where we're going to take a field trip?
Hell no.
Houston comes to town for the only Monday night game, followed by the Week 8 break.
Now, they got four primetime games.
Yes.
Yeah, and
this
then
is huge.
They're beginning the season and ending the season against the 49ers, which, I mean, that last game could mean a lot.
Yeah.
November starts with Sunday Night Football. The Hawks in D.C. to face the Commanders right here on King 5. Then it's back-to-back NFC West games with the Cards and Rams, a trip to Nashville for the Tyler Lockett and the Titans, and then Sam Darnold's old team, the Vikings, come to Lumen Field.
There's so many like cool little story arcs that are happening with the Tyler one, with the DK one, Sam Darnold, and let's not forget the season is going to start in the preseason against Pete Carroll and the Raiders.
This is very exciting. Let's go, Hawks.
So how many games are they going to win this year?
Oh, gosh. Am I doing what you did last year?
It's up to you. How optimistic are you going to be?
What did you say last year?
I think I might have went with 12 wins.
No, you have 13.
I think I switched it after I got excited after they went 3-0 in the beginning.
You said 12?
I think I went 12 and then bumped it up to 13. I was very wrong. I don't know if you know this.
Well, I'll go 12.
12.
What are you calling?
14.
Wow.
Undefeated.
Yes. Go Hawks.
The Daily Mix Show.
There's a minor league baseball team that has a bat dog, and they kind of learned that this might not be the best idea. You're going to find out why that is after we tell you the Daily Mix download after Twisted Sister.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes, and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download,
aka the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Saved by the bell, Ryan. You just ran in here.
Right on time every time.
Good thing you're a runner.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. I was fishing.
I caught fish.
I saw the picture of you, that big-ass fish.
Yeah, it was blue tarp camping and catching kings.
Nice. Yeah. How many did you get all together?
One. Yeah, spring.
One is better than none.
Spring salmon fishing on the Columbia, it can be hit and miss. So the first day, we just had a couple of takedowns and no fish. Second day, we actually caught some fish, but I managed to. And you can't keep all of them. You can only keep the hatchery fish. You can't keep the wild fish. So I did manage to have one fish I was able to keep on the boat, which is a win as far as I'm concerned.
Was that I'm bad with
measurements? And then we ate it that night, which is awesome. Cooked on the campfire.
I saw the picture in the tinfoil. I was like, man, that's. Yeah. Farm
you don't get any fresher than that, man. Yeah.
So was that like 2.5 feet long, that fish?
Yeah, he wasn't huge for a king. You know, he was probably like 15 pounds.
Looked massive to me.
Yeah.
That's pretty awesome.
We didn't eat, doesn't matter,
we didn't eat
Steve.
All of it, by the way, or that would have been pretty impressive.
Just the fish. The motion of the ocean with the fish, right? Okay. Hey, there was a minor league baseball game where a staff member at the Atrium Health Ballpark used his bare hands to clean up something that their bat dog decided to leave. And I think you can figure out exactly what I'm talking about. In fact, here are the play-by-play announcers trying to tactfully describe what is going on the field.
As Miss Casey Betty has made her appearance. And there you go. The bat dog has made her presence felt. It's a numero dos.
A numero dos.
I respect the guy's dedication to his job.
I wonder what the...
No, I was talking about the dog.
The dog. Who's hiring a dog to be the bat dog?
I'm just wondering if there are any other species of animals that have ever been the bat retriever, or is it just dog?
Or has anyone considered that maybe a dog was trying to quit his job?
He's like, I hate it here.
It's a crappy work environment.
There's a Texas grandpa named Arturo who is facing some felony charges because he allegedly rammed his vehicle into another driver's car after the other driver threw a burrito at him.
Well, serves him right. Yeah.
He was
in
the parking lot.
That's a waste of a burrito. Exactly.
He was in the parking lot of a Dollar Tree. He had his grandchildren with him when the incident occurred. So they did book him at Harris County Jail. He's facing felony charges. But yeah, the burrito tosser, like, what are you thinking? Like, it's good food, man.
No, that's sacred.
Yeah, well, don't do that to a burrito.
You got your grandkids with you? Like, hold on, grandkids. Watch grandpa handle this situation.
Also, you're sitting in a Dollar Tree parking lot having, eating, like, you know, I mean, there's a lot of red flags.
did they get the burrito at the Dollar Tree store? Hard pass on that one. Hey, as far as weather, in a high of 57 degrees, it's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12-Pack.
The Daily Mix Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.